Patty, as national president of NAMA, how do you feel about the conference this year?
You know, I've heard a lot of wonderful feedback about it. Leanne Cleaver and her group did a phenomenal job. Best of NAMA was incredible. The trade show had, I think, a tremendous amount of attendance. I heard a lot of good feedback from the exhibitors themselves. They were very happy with that. I think there was a lot of energy at this year's conference. You know, it was one of the highest attendances we've had in almost a decade. We had 80 brand new first-timers this year, which I think is a record as well, which is incredible. Just overall, I think it was a very positive event. The speakers were just, you know, we're just awesome, and provided a lot of insight, and really what they taught us applied to everyone at all levels within their company.
So when you leave here, or as you leave here, what are some highlights or things you might want to mention that you'll take away?
You know, some of the speakers shared a lot of really interesting things, and I think you know, a lot of those things go back to connections. You know, our closing speaker actually talked about connecting. You know, our keynote speaker Dan Heath talked about ideas that stick. You know, I think NAMA as an organization, we network, we work together, and I think just taking some of the principles that they've shared, you know, is something I want to take back to my organization, take back to the executive committee with the NAMA and how we do things as well. So,
how would you describe the mood of the people that were here?
Just incredibly upbeat. You know, we're experiencing a wonderful time in agriculture right now. There probably hasn't been a better time to actually be in this industry, you know, feeding the world than right now. I think there was just a lot of energy. There was a lot of excitement. People were excited to participate and actually attend the sessions.
So, looking forward, anything you want to say about what we can expect from NAMA in this coming year?
You know, we're looking at doing some new things. We're looking at offering some webinar programs for, you know, those members that aren't able to attend the spring conference, the national conference, and finding ways of connecting with them, which goes back to the whole connection principle. We're also looking at, for the Agribusiness Forum in the fall, we've heard a lot from our membership about, hey, help me figure out who this rural lifestyler is. You know, they're different. Every company classifies them differently. And, you know, we're looking at adding that as a component into the Agribusiness Forum for this year. You know, we're looking at some different topics as well. Ethanol's not going to go away. We want to look at, you know, the impact that that's having as well, and hopefully incorporate that into the Agribusiness Forum in the fall. Also the green revolution and how it's affecting how we as agri-marketers and agribusinesses conduct our business. So, you know, I think Agribusiness Forum is going to have a different feel. I think there's going to be a new energy associated with that as well. So I'm excited about that.
Great. Well, congratulations on having a great conference here. I know the staff with Jenny and doing her first one, and you mentioned Leanne, of course, and all the volunteers that have worked on this. It has been, and as an exhibitor, I speaking for our company, we sure felt like the connection point was one of the probably the best ones we've exhibited at. So, again, maybe those are just all signs of how things are going in our business right now.
You know, Chuck, I would agree with that. And to kind of take Dave Rylander with Monsanto's attitude toward this is that, you know, I'd love to take credit for it, but I can't take any credit for it because it's because of the wonderful people that we have that step up and take leadership positions in this organization. They're the reason that we had the program that we did. And I owe, you know, a great deal of gratitude to them for their hard work and actually pulling off such a wonderful program.
Well, thank you for taking a couple minutes to talk with me, Patty, and we'll look forward to another great year with NAMA.
Great. Well, thank you for the opportunity, Chuck.